Are you serious?
I can't remember.
I'm not telling you.
Okay.
I have notes.
Welcome to These Are Good Days with Lee Ann Miller.
And Matt Barris.
Matt, you make me laugh.
Well, listen.
Even when you're sick, you've been battling the flu. And even when you're sick, you make me laugh.
I got the bubble guppies. My gut, it's bubbly.
Oh, your gut's bubbly?
My gut's been bubbly. It's not good. And you know, I was with the children. Kids were being sent home last week.
Listen, I was
and
on
then
the.
I got the bubble gut.
You had to call me very quickly last week about something. And you said, I'm sorry, I got to go. There's a kid running around in the front of the school. And I'm like, wait, are they supposed to be there? And you're like, no.
That's why I need to hang up.
And you had to I was like,
I just need my life to be understood by you just a little more than it currently is. I just don't think you quite understand my life. You don't know my life.
You just have a lot on your plate.
Sure.
A lot on your plate.
Hey.
And you've been battling the sickness.
I know. I bubble gut. It's not for the faint of heart. I got the bubble gut.
Is bubble gut an actual term, or did you make that up?
I don't know. You could put it in Gemini. See what that sounds like. But like, it's like bubble gut. It's like it's like crampy.
Like fits.
I know. I got bubble guts. It's like crampy and like you need to go potty or maybe you need to go barfy.
Do you need to run to, do you have to run to the potty?
Sometimes. And sometimes you don't make it.
That's
I know. I know. I know.
That's so painful.
I know.
That's so sad. I've been there.
But it's okay. I
know. I haven't been there lately, but I've been there before.
Well, remember when I lived at your house and I would barf sometimes? And I'm just a rough barfer. It's hard on me.
Listen, your barfing could be Broadway. Like,
thank you.
There's a lot of
I'd like to thank the Emmy for my barfing. Like, thank you to Francine Barris. Actually, the truth is I got my barfing from my dad.
I'm telling you, you make noises and groan and moan and fuss.
Dear, who are we talking to? Tom Hanks. If you need a barfing stand-in, call Matt Barris.
I'll be here. Barf double.
That's right. I'll be your barf double. I make some great noises. Hey, tell me your good day.
Oh, my good day was our wedding shower for our sweet little strawberry.
Well, we already talked. You have a second shower.
Yeah. Well, you know, the first shower, I'm still on it. I'm still on
That's
that
fine.
For my good day. Well, no, I could actually elaborate even more, but we had such a good shower with all of our favorites.
I was there, so of course it was great.
Right. And listen, you know I did this. I kept making rounds saying, this makes me so happy.
I know.
Because there was this meeting of my all my favorite people that some of them had not met each other.
True.
And it's such a great thing. And I loved it so much. And then Teddy had bought us tickets to a concert for a band called Trampled by Turtles.
Yeah. Like, and don't step on the turtles.
So we went to that concert and I just texted all of them this week and said, I have this mental picture. You know how when you have a weekend that's just so memorable and so great?
Yeah.
There's moments where you have this picture, this mental picture of something that you're like, I want to remember that forever. So we spent the night in Columbus on Saturday night at an Airbnb, and Rebecca and I went into Teddy and MG's room, and they had a king size bed, and we laid on the bed, and MG laid across the end of the bed, and Teddy sat in the chair next to the bed, and we just sat there and talked till 1 o'clock.
That's awesome.
And it was just like a mental picture I want to keep for a long time, because it was just so sweet and we all just love each other. And it was really fun. And
then
Emma's family had a shower for her the next day after our shower, and it was lovely. It was all just a weekend of celebrating.
I mean, that's a lot of showering. That's a lot of showering.
It was
tired.
You know, I think sometimes, and I said this to Joey and Emma recently, and now I want to share it with y'all, because I think there's probably somebody out there.
Are we gonna cry?
No.
Okay.
That needs to hear this. Is sometimes when we have things coming up, especially monumental things like a wedding or an engagement or an anniversary or you're buying a new house or, you know, sometimes we rush it. You know, totally. Sometimes we say, I just want to get to the wedding. I just want the wedding, or I want to get past the wedding and moved into our new house. Or yeah. I just want to get married and I just want to get pregnant. And then the pregnancy happens and you're like, I just want to see the baby. And mm-hmm. sometimes we rush through something and we wish things upon us so fast that totally. We don't savor every second. And so I said to Joey the other day, I said, listen, there's a temptation here that we're like, let's just get past this wedding. Let's just get to the wedding. I just can't wait to get to the wedding and this and be past it. Let's not do that.
Yeah. Like, savor every moment.
Let's like be excited about the things that are bought off the registry. And this week they are taking wallpaper. They bought a house and they're taking wallpaper off in the master bedroom, in the bathrooms. They're removing wallpaper. That's not a fun job.
No.
And, you know, it's easy to be like, I just want this to be done. Yeah. But, you know, this is your first house.
But they're making memories, too.
Just enjoy it. So don't rush past these things.
Totally.
Especially when you're navigating, creating in them and them happening. Just soak it all in.
Yeah, I agree with that. My good day was, it was my mom's birthday recently. Francine, we love Francine mm-hmm. here at the podcast. Well,
I went out to lunch with her on her birthday.
Well, no, that's not your good day. That's not your good day.
One of them.
No, you didn't choose that. I chose Francine. Don't sweep in here acting like you're going to take Francine from me. So on my mom's birthday, we went with my mom. We took her to Boyert's Greenhouse.
Boyert's, if you are listening. Listen, right. Tiffany.
No, don't take over.
Tiffany's one of the owners there.
No.
I just love that greenhouse.
At Boyert's?
Yes,
right. I thought that was Buckwalter.
Oh, that is Buckwalter.
Yeah, I'm talking Boyert's and Medina.
Oh, I love that. Oh, I know. I love
that.
Well,
Boyert's and Medina, my mom, I've said this before. My mom is like a do with me kind of person.
Yes.
My mom is not a kitschy gift kind of gal.
No, she's not.
You know, I love that about her.
And I, you know what else?
But it can make it tricky.
Yeah, that's true. And you know what else I love about Francine? Hmm. She's not fancy schmancy.
No.
She loved to just have lunch with you and cup of coffee and sit and visit. And she's not fancy schmancy.
That's right.
Now, does Francine love observe pretty things and go to places that are beautiful, like the Cleveland Playhouse Square or Blossom to the orchestra? Yeah, sure she does.
She loves that.
But she is not. She's so easy to please. She's just easy to please and easy to love on. And
So we took her to Boyert's Greenhouse in Medina. And what was awesome was they had this fall festival. And I'm telling you, look for the fall festivals. If you're Googling, get on Facebook, see what's going on. Because it was awesome. They had all their mums out. But what was really cool was they had booths. Booths everywhere. Booths of little makers. Booths. It was like Etsy in real life. And our family, we all went up there, and then we went to one of our favorite restaurants in Medina that I honestly am blanking on the name right now. How does that happen when we get here?
It's in Medina?
it's one of Mallory's favorite restaurants, and it's so good. It's next to the Hallmark store. It has
I'm not as familiar with Medina.
Oh, Sweet Mango. It's called Sweet Mango.
Well, I mean,
it's
the name
alone.
It's a Thai
restaurant. It's so good. So we just spent the day together with my mom, and it was awesome. So here we are going to have a segment. What are you doing?
I'm looking.
We're on video.
I'm looking
at my
phone.
We're taking video now, and you're looking at your phone.
And the reason is because there is a fall festival coming to Worcester. When you said pay attention to your
look
fall
at your
festivals.
Stuff.
There is, I can't find it right now, but it's not called a fall festival. Vintage antique fair, I think is what it's called.
I'll look it up because I sent it to my sister.
And it's, I think, October, I want to say 10th. October 10th, 11th, and 12th. Mm-hmm. I think it's 3 days.
Yeah.
But our favorite thrift stores are going to be there. The Nest and Frantique, they're going to have a huge booth there. And it's going to be booths, and it's going to be so fun. It's at the fairgrounds. It's kind of a big deal. I want to say it's October 10th, 11th,
and 12th. Like 9th, 10th, 11th, I think. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yeah. It's okay. Here's the thing. We're not Worcester calendar. It's okay. We don't need to get hung up on the dates.
Well, you just look it up. Google it.
Google it.
It's the Vintage Antique Festival or something like that, and it's at the fairgrounds, and it's in October, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay. We have one of our segments. Mm-hmm. It's Mad Dash.
Yes, Mad Dash.
All right. Do you want to go first?
Yeah.
Okay, go.
The summer I turned pretty.
Don't know about it.
Okay, listen.
I still don't know about Jethro and Conrad.
No, it's Jeremiah and Conrad.
Jethro.
And they go by Jer and Connie on the show.
Well, this is something happened recently in my Instagram DMs. There's this person I love that's a Disney person, and they wrote about Belly.
Short for Isabel.
I was like, what? No, I don't know what this is. And listen, she thought I knew what it was, and I was like, I don't know who Belly is.
Okay, listen, it's short for Isabel, but Belly, Jeremiah, and Conrad, I just finished. There's three seasons. I just finished them. And I think that maybe it could be you and Mal's new show.
I'm dead. This is how I feel about the summer I turn pretty.
Okay, well, then there's your answer to the Mad Dash. I loved it. I thought, I mean, there's so much hype around it.
But, like, why should I care?
Well, you know.
Is it a reality show?
No. It's a drama.
Well, don't. No. Don't treat me like that. Don't treat me like that.
It's a drama. It's a like a teen drama, kind of like Twilight or
I don't watch
Outer
that.
Or Outer Banks.
Didn't
or,
watch that.
You know, it's
so
a teen drama.
What about this makes you think that I want this?
Well, you know, it's just a good story about love and tension and challenge and villains and heroes and dysfunctional families.
I got some of that stuff in real life.
And so it's just so good. It's so good. Okay. It's so good.
That's a no for me, dog.
It's a no. Okay, all right.
I trust you. I haven't even seen clips of it anywhere. Oh. I just see reaction videos to people watching but not actual clips of the show.
Now, listen, I'll tell you.
It's just like this for me.
The first season, you might feel like that. You might be like, what is all the hype about? This is just like kind of a... This is kind of a
teeny
drama show.
Drama.
What's that show everybody loves in the fall? Gilmore Girls. It's kind of like that kind of show. This is kind of cheesy.
That's fine.
And then you get in season two and three and you're like,
no.
Okay, I'm invested. Nah. That's how I feel.
Okay, I have a show for you.
Okay.
K-pop Demon Hunters.
Don't even know.
Me either.
Yeah.
You don't know anything about
no.
it?
No.
Have you heard of it?
No.
I don't know anything about it either, but you are... now a K-pop fan. So I didn't know if you knew about this. I don't know anything about this K-pop Demon Hunter thing. It's a movie, I think, on Netflix.
Okay.
And it's about a K-pop group that hunts demons, I think.
Oh. Are they successful?
I don't know. I don't watch it.
Okay.
But kids at school are talking about it. And here's my answer.
Okay.
Here's my answer.
It's a no.
And I'll tell you.
Is it a no for you?
It's a no for me. But what I'll say is this.
Okay.
If it's got demon in the name, it's probably not for me.
Oh, yeah, that's probably true for me, too.
And people are like, it's not about demons. It's about blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I don't care. I just
can't do
thing.
Scary.
I don't think it is. See, people try to tell me, and I don't know. All right.
Okay, all right.
You're next.
Pumpkin schmear for a bagel. Like pumpkin cream cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, is it?
I would say, here's my problem. Oh, bless your heart. I would say that we, as a society, have really went hard with the pumpkin.
We have.
It's almost too hard. But there are some things that I believe... the other one coming?
There might be another sneeze in there.
I believe that we need to keep some pumpkin things around. Pumpkin cream cheese would be one of them.
Oh, you mean all year?
Pumpkin creamer.
Yeah, but...
No, not necessarily.
Yeah, because I don't think it would be as special then.
No, I don't... Not that. But I think we've just... The branches of pumpkin flavored thing have spread too wide.
Yeah, we could let's pull back a little.
Let's like keep some staples.
Let's pull back.
I would say cream cheese. I would say creamer.
Pumpkin whoopie pies. Yes.
Sure. Cheesecake. Yes. Pumpkin cheesecake.
Oh, delicious.
You know,
Cheesecake Factory.
Pumpkin spice latte.
If you were listening.
Sure.
Their pumpkin cheesecake is delicious.
I haven't had it, but have you ever looked at the calories on all that stuff?
No, but you know, I bet your mom could make a better one. Your mom and her cheesecake is like off the charts.
My mom makes a mean cheesecake.
Off the charts. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's how I feel. I say yes to pumpkin cream cheese.
Okay. All right. Here's my third. Oh, you know, it's your turn.
Oh, I have another one. Mm-hmm. Tell me this. How do you feel about Labubus?
Well, you know, I probably would own one if somebody gave it to me as a gift.
Do you know what a Labubu is?
Yeah, it's a little stuffed animal that you like just put a hook to your purse or...
A Labubu is a no-no for me. Because Labubu, they be creepy.
They're kind of cute in a weird way. They're kind of like, you know, gremlins?
No.
Gremlins were kind of...
See, you know, no.
What about trolls? Did you...
No.
Did you...
No.
No trolls for you?
No.
See, like with the big hair?
No.
I loved those when I was
but
little.
But Labubu's got creepy teeth and creepy eyes. They're like sharp.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
too scary. You know.
Well, and they are cheap.
Well, I don't know because I'm not buying those.
No, I think they're expensive. We should Google it.
I saw them. We had some Labubus get lost at La School School. And it was sitting in the office. And I was like, get those things out of here because they're looking at me. I don't like those. I do not like a Labubu. I don't know the hype. I don't know if it's like a Beanie Baby adjacent type of thing. But Beanie Babies were
like,
nice.
It's kind of like Beanie Baby meets Gremlin.
Yeah, that's a no. Here's the 80s kids, like 70s and 80s kids have like a dark, it's like my Gen Xer friends. Y'all are dark. You had like Garbage Pail Kids and Gremlins.
It's true.
Like
trolls.
Like, that's a no for me. That's a no. I'm like a 90s Disney Renaissance. Like give me all the happiness.
That's so funny.
But
okay.
Labubu, that's a no.
Okay. Right. What about, you can only choose one.
Okay.
Because I know you like both of these things. And I think I know the answer.
Sure.
But I'm not positive. You might surprise me.
Okay.
If you can only choose one, is it hoodie or cardigan?
Hoodie.
I knew it.
I love a hoodie.
Yeah, good hoodie.
I love a hoodie.
You know, our friend Chelsea.
Yes.
And she makes some great hoodies and t-shirts. You could put that in the show notes.
I could, but I won't. Because you're bossing me around. I think I'm going to put up a boundary with me and you in the show notes. Practice what we preach.
Yeah, you know, the show notes are, knocking things over. The show notes are a really fun thing to have.
For you. Know, you love those.
I actually looked something up on the show notes the other day.
Wow, that's wild.
I was like, I think we talked about that in the show notes, and I looked. And
okay, I have a last one for you.
Okay.
Sour candies. Do you like like a hard candy or a gummy, sour?
I want to tell you something. The answer to this used to be, and I think you know this, it used to be no. It used to be like an absolutely not. But as I'm getting older, I'm 57 now.
Oh.
As I'm getting older, something's changing in my taste buds.
Yeah, that's
because
right.
I do like something sour.
Okay.
But here's what I'm going to tell you, Matt. I want sour things with integrity. I want good sour candy. There's some bad sour candy out there.
Okay.
I want some good sour candy.
Integrity is just a really strong word for this.
Well,
I don't know.
I'm
upstanding citizen.
Yeah,
they walk old ladies across the street.
I want sour candy that is good quality. I don't want something that's been sitting on the TJ Maxx shelf for 7 months.
Whoa.
I want good candy.
TJ Maxx has some great candy.
Oh.
You need to let us take you.
Okay.
Because there's some good candy. They come in a little bin and they even have tweezers and you pass them out with the tweezers.
Okay. All right.
Hey, today we're talking all about human connections and the ripple effects that it has in our life.
Yes.
You are just so passionate about this.
Well, I just think that sometimes we overlook connections.
Totally.
The connection that we make with people, sometimes we could have a connection with someone and we think, that was random or that was nice or that was nothing. And then it comes back around and somehow 100%. It serves your life in a way that changes your life.
Okay, I have a couple examples
of
real stories that aren't us, that are famous people that maybe we all know.
Okay.
Here's the first one. Back in the day, did you know this? Julia Roberts, the actress, she has the best mouth.
I love her.
I love her mouth.
Yeah, I love her. Very, very wide smile.
Yes.
Yeah.
Julia Roberts' parents owned a dance studio.
Okay.
Do you know this?
No.
Am I teaching you something new? Ooh, this makes me happy. Julia Roberts' parents owned a dance studio in the South. Somewhere in the Atlanta area.
Okay.
Back in like the 50s and 60s.
Okay.
And this cute little family came to their dance studio. And the father's name was Martin Luther King Jr. He was no one.
What?
And they were in an area that wanted segregated dance studios. And Julia Roberts' parents allowed Martin Luther King Jr.'s children to come to her parents' dance studio.
What?
And they welcomed them in with open arms and loved the King family. So much so that Martin Luther King Jr. loved them so much that when Julia Roberts was born, he actually offered to pay their hospital bill. So Martin Luther King Jr. paid Julia Roberts' hospital bill before.
This is what I'm saying.
Like she was anything. They were just this little dance company in Atlanta, and they. Yeah,
this is what I'm saying.
I love that story. I think that's such a cool connection.
We don't know.
Here's another one. Ed Sheeran, before he was Ed Sheeran.
Okay.
Reached out to this guy that we love named Jamie Foxx. Jamie Foxx is famous for acting. He was really famous. I loved him in the movie about Ray Charles called Ray.
Yes.
He did all of his own singing and acting. Yes. Oh, I forgot we're on video. I just scratched my ear.
That's okay.
You know, he's a really good impersonator, a really good singer. And Ed Sheeran reached out to him and said, "Hey, I would like to send you some of my things." And yada, yada, yada. Fast forward.
Did not know this.
Jamie Foxx really liked this kid. And he said, "Hey, if you come," because Ed Sheeran's from England. He said, "If you come, I will listen to your stuff." And he ended up like having a connection with him that he let him stay at his house for like 6 months before he got on his feet and became Ed Sheeran. So Jamie Foxx was like paying it forward.
What?
And I love stories like that. I love stories like that.
So if you look across the landscape of your life, Matt, what are some of the interactions that got you to certain places?
Sure. I have two. Okay. Right, what are the top they? Okay. The first one is when I was in college, I wanted this job. Our school had this job where you worked for the admissions department and you traveled around. And it happened to be that this one was like a summer camp thing for kids and you traveled all summer. And I wanted to do it so badly. And so I didn't make it my first year and I was pretty disappointed. Okay. And I decided to get a job on campus at Cedarville and got to know a lot of people and got like, this is part of the research I did, honestly. I wouldn't say that it was networking. I was just being myself. Right. So I got a job.
It was connections.
Yeah. I got a job, got to know my bosses, worked really well for them, tried out a second year, didn't make it. Still sad, just disappointed. And kept working at my job.
Was this something that was like a thing to be in?
Well, you got like half your tuition.
Wow.
You got to travel with the college. It was a big deal.
Wow. Okay.
And so my third year, I got it. And my director said to me, he's like, "I knew you and I watched you and I saw how you treated people and this was your time. And I thought that was pretty cool. The other one is honestly, my current job. So in my current job, I was working at a school district, 6 years ago, got involved with nonprofits in the area. So just got involved with things like OHuddle.
Mm-hmm.
I would do presentations at different things around the city and I presented in front of my current superintendent and he kind of headhunted for me. And part of it was through the connections that I made with other people,
mm-hmm.
To get to where I was in my job today. But I think those connections are so important. Oh, and, you know, I dropped a pen. I did do research because I was concerned. Here, let me tell you my concern. My concern is I had someone tell me once that I was really good at networking and it really rubbed me the wrong way because it felt very salesy. It felt very schmoozy, like, one-sided research.
Well, would you say that sometimes people view networking as just a way that they can self-promote
100%
and gain like climbing up a ladder or whatever?
100%. And so I did a little research about it and the difference between networking and actual human connections. Here's the difference. Networking is a strategy. So networking is a business strategy where it's like, oh, Leanne knows this person and this person and this person, so I need to get to know Leanne.
Mm-hmm.
Where connection is a little bit different, where connection is a way of lifestyle. It's a mm-hmm. way of how you mm-hmm. live. It's how you treat people. It's that I'm going to treat you, Leanne, the same that I would treat the next person that walks through the door and the next person that mm-hmm. walks through the door. Mm-hmm. And you know what's interesting is I recently felt this. I was at a social event. And somebody walked in and I introduced myself and I said, "Oh, hi, I'm Matt." And they gave me a very polite smile. And maybe 15 minutes later, the host of the party was like, "Oh, this is Matt." And they had a totally different demeanor. And it was like, I felt a little bit like, wait, oh, so I wasn't.
Who had the dare? Oh,
the person being introduced to me.
Oh, okay.
When I introduced myself.
Oh, gotcha. Yes.
They were like,
yes. Yes. Oh, yeah.
But then when I was in a different group of people, okay, they acted totally different.
Interesting.
And I think that's the difference, mm-hmm, because the difference, mm-hmm, is I want that person. I want to feel a connection with you, no matter who I am, how important you think
I am. Or how it benefits you.
How connected, mm-hmm, you think I could, mm-hmm, be. Mm-hmm. I want to feel that way about, mm-hmm, it. And my hope, truthfully, my hope is that I make people feel like that. That every interaction that I have with people, it's not because of who they are, what they can do for me, but it's because I'm a person that values and treasures and, right, loves connection.
Right, right.
What about for you? When you think about the ripple effect of relationships in your life and how it's led to different things?
Well, I think also when we talk about connections, I think if we can just be ourselves and just care about people. And one of my favorite things to do, and you know this about me, is I love connecting people. Mm-hmm. If someone says to me like, you know, I'm really looking for a job, I love to just rattle my brain like, totally, wait, I heard of somebody that needs a person. Who is it? Like,
but
how can I connect them?
Here's what I want to speak to. That is genuinely who you are. Mm-hmm. It is not a strategy for you to like be.
No, because often I don't
benefit from it.
Nothing.
Right?
I don't usually benefit from it except for just the awareness.
Use my code Leanne20.
Just that's funny. Just the awareness that I'm helping someone get to this next place,
sure,
of where they may or may not be going.
Sure.
And I think that, you know, for me, one of the main ones I think of is, well, there are two within TV, is when, you know, when I was growing up, I always thought in my mind, it would be so cool to be on television. Mm-hmm. I would love to be on TV. I just felt that. Like, yeah. I felt like it would be neat to do stuff on TV. And then fast forward in 2004 or five, we had a producer stay at the Bed and Breakfast from the Food Network. Now, the reason she stayed at the Bed and Breakfast or the Inn was because of Rebecca Miller. Mm. So Rebecca's Bistro in Walnut Creek. Rebecca's, if you are listening, we love that place.
Oh.
I love Rebecca.
And I love that soup.
Yes. And so this producer calls Rebecca and says, where should I stay?
Yeah.
Well, I would have never in a million years thought that Rebecca, well, first of all, Rebecca is this type of person, but I didn't have a relationship or a friendship or a connection with Rebecca for her to do this for me.
Right.
But because of my relationship with her or our connection of me going into Rebecca's and us talking business, because we're, sure, we were both kind of new to our businesses, she said, oh, I have the place. I have the place where you should stay. And so she told her to call us and stay at the Inn. Well, when she came to the Inn, it was a Sunday night. It was a snowstorm, and she comes in with this big fur coat and her hair and her fur coat's blowing everywhere, and she looks like she's from New York City, right? And she says, like, where can I grab a bite to eat? And this is Amish country on a Sunday. I'm like, there is no place to grab a bite to eat. I said, but you can have supper with us. And we were just having a simple chicken and dumpling supper, but perfect for winter. And so she ate with us. And because of that interaction, later, she called me and she said, hey, I think that you need to do some stuff on TV. She said, you know, yeah, I watched you while we were together, and because I would drive her back and forth or go with her back and forth to Rebecca's because they were doing a feature on Rebecca's,
yeah,
for Al Roker.
Yeah.
And so then ultimately that segment never aired.
Huh.
That segment for Rebecca's, they canceled the show. They didn't renew the show. That segment never aired for Rebecca's. But what it did for my life was change it.
Right.
Because she called me a week after she'd been there and said, I've been thinking, you need to get into television. I'm doing this event or this workshop, kind of like a retreat type thing, or this TV training type thing with ABC proper, with the big ABC. Mm-hmm. And she said, and I would like to invite you to come to it. That started the whole ball rolling
right
with television. Otherwise, I would have never even known how. I would have never known what to do. I would have never known what should I bring to the station. I would have never known who to call or who to connect with. And then, so then I start television and I start doing TV in 2005. And one of the first stations I go to in Cincinnati is WCPO. WCPO owns Scripps. Mm-hmm. Scripps is part of Food Network, right? So they own like so many different channels. So, or so many different, I'm sorry, shows. So I go to Scripps, I go to their TV station and I meet an intern there. And this girl's just starting out, just out of college, and she's working below the executive producer. She's kind of like what I would call the gopher. You know, like she's bringing the cart. She's helping you load and unload. She's got a clipboard where she's saying like, hey, just so you know, your segment is at this time. It'll be about this long. Then let me show you where you would need to pack up and, you know, wash your dishes. And she's kind of like a little bit of a director of people, but it's kind of like the internship where everybody, you go and run and get the coffees. You know, it's kind of like that.
Yeah.
That was in 2006 when I met her. Fast forward all these years. Now her name's Robin, and we always just loved her. I would always bring her stuff. I'd always bring her like something special because she was always just somebody that was like helping us along, kind of sure. In the behind the scenes. Like, and she was young, you know, fresh out of college. Fast forward now, she is the second person in command at a competing station of WCPO. She's at Fox 19, and she's way, 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 way up there. So then she started Facebook messaging me like, hey, we would love for you to come over to our station.
Yeah.
And I had this like connection with her back from when she started.
Sure.
And then she in turn was never forgot the way we treated her.
100%.
And invited us to come to her station. So I just think that sometimes we can overlook or even forget about connections that help us to get to where we're going. And I think it's important to acknowledge those and sometimes even go back and mm-hmm. thank people for those.
Totally.
Like I have circled back around several times and said like, thank you so much for all these years later, reaching out to me, having me come here, mm-hmm. seeing value in me, you know, speaking value to me. And, you know, I think sometimes we can get to the next place and kind of forget what helped get us to where
totally.
We are.
Well, it reminds me of the chaos theory of the butterfly effect. So the butterfly effect essentially says the actual butterfly effect is that a butterfly's wing can start a tornado. And there's like a whole series of events that happen.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. That if a butterfly's wing flaps and it like moves this piece of dust and this dust interacts with that, it goes on and on and on.
Fascinating.
So that's part of chaos theory. So that's part of philosophy. But here's what I'll call it. I'll call it the ripple effect for us. Because what it means to me is that you should never, ever, ever downplay the small interactions with people. Because I think sometimes we think
correct.
That those interactions maybe don't matter, or when we walk in somewhere, that the way that we greet someone doesn't matter.
It's
but
true.
All of those little things mm-hmm. matter because they add up, because you never know what'll happen someday
it's
when
true.
Someone goes, man, you know, Leanne Miller was always so kind to me. Why wouldn't I call her for this? Or I remember Matt Barris always walking in treating people this certain way, and that's the vibe that I want on my mm-hmm, team mm-hmm, or those types mm-hmm. of things. And I think sometimes we believe that the grandiose gestures in life or the big things that we do in life are mm-hmm, the things that matter mm-hmm. the most, when in reality it's mm-hmm, the smallest mm-hmm. things that add up, and it's cumulative where it makes it grow and grow and grow and say, ooh, that's somebody I want to
well,
be around.
Well, it's the butterfly wing.
Totally. It's that whole effect. It's the whole butterfly effect. And I think it is important for us to just kind of circle back to the whole networking versus mm-hmm, connecting, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. because I think for us and for people that are listening, the way that you treat people matters so much. And it really isn't about getting an outcome that you're looking for.
Right.
You know, we're talking about connections, but you're not, if you do it to get a certain outcome, if you're like, oh, I'm going to hobnob with these people so that maybe someday I can get X, Y, and Z. That is not how this comes about, because people can sniff out a fake.
Well, and don't you think, Matt, like like Joey will call me sometimes on his way home from on his after work. And I'll say, are you on your way home from work? And he'll say, no, I'm going to a networking event. So I think if there's something called a networking event,
sure.
Everybody knows that they're there to meet people within that business.
100%.
They're there to make those
it's
kind of
transactional. What can you do for me?
Yes,
what can I do
yes.
for you?
So it's very obvious.
Yes.
Here's also a great example, personal example, is I don't like when someone comes into my private messages and they're so, so nice mm-hmm. and they haven't contacted me for 5 years. They haven't DM'd me at all. They haven't checked on my family, nothing, but they come into my DMs and they're so nice. And then they ask me for all of my connections with TV because right. they have something they want to promote.
Right.
Like,
right.
no, not good form. That's just not
right.
good form.
Right.
I think there's ways that you can communicate needing that information
sure.
that feels like, hey, haven't talked to you for a while. I'm doing this new thing and I would love to promote it on television. Can you give me any tips on how to do that?
Sure.
That feels very different.
Well, and I think if you're direct, that's the difference mm-hmm, to me. Mm-hmm, it's what do you want?
Right.
If you're looking
right.
for connection from me, great. If you're looking for advice from me, let me know.
Right.
And it might, you know, you might not get what you want.
Well, often I don't give people. Well,
sure.
first of all, I know producers don't like me to give their information directly to people
right.
unless it's something that I feel very strongly like they're going to want to know this.
They right.
would be great. They would want me to pass this information along. Otherwise, I just direct them to the TV station's website.
Right.
Like, go to their website, look for their morning show, look for any emails for the morning show, and email that email. You know,
right.
and I think sometimes it's in our delivery too.
Well, and we're talking a lot about human connection and personal relationships, but make no mistake that there are times where, you know, you can look back on life and go, oh, I came across this book and this book changed
right,
my life. I
right,
mean, we've
right,
had people
right.
that have said, I came across your podcast and your podcast has encouraged me to get into therapy.
Yes.
Or that it's just made me slow down and enjoy my life in a different
way.
Good. You know, and I think even those aren't accidents.
Right.
Where we come across something or someone that changes our life. And those little things add up, because here's the reality is, you know, I've had people, and I can only speak for myself, come into my DMs and say, oh, thanks to the podcast, I'm now seeing one of your counselor clusters, and
mm-hmm,
that's changing
mm-hmm,
my relationship
mm-hmm,
with
mm-hmm.
this person in
right,
my family,
right.
which my hope, this could actually make me a little bit emotional, is my hope is that through all of that, it maybe breaks a generational thing in their family,
yeah.
or it makes their
right.
grandchildren healthier, and all of that could have stemmed from just me and you talking in my
right,
basement.
Right, right.
You
right.
know, you never know how
right,
stuff like that works.
Right.
And I love that about life.
I love that about life.
Yeah.
Speaking of connections in your basement in this cute little studio, we've got exciting things
connections
coming.
Connections in your basement. that sounds a little creepy.
We've got exciting things coming.
We do.
In October, you know, we're starting video. You're practicing.
We're
right
practicing.
Now. And
so if you've seen it floating around the Instagrams, I'm just practicing, but like share it out. Write us a comment. I know all y'all were crying with us a couple weeks ago about the first
yeah.
call. But yeah, we are starting Patreon.
Yes, we're starting Patreon.
One of us is reluctant and
yes.
one of us is excited.
I'm so excited. I'm not reluctant in the least. I think there are people that are going to love it. We're going to have a Facebook group, a private Facebook group.
I should write that down.
We're going to have a private Facebook group for our Patreon people. And that's going to be a fun area just for all of us to chitter chat about the latest episode
yeah.
and what we took away from it or
and
what
listen,
we could
if
add.
You're a Patreon and you need something, you just get in that Facebook group because we're more likely to answer you.
That's so funny. But listen, I would say you're almost more active on Facebook than Instagram, and I'm more active on Instagram than Facebook.
I don't know.
But I think that will be fun,
yeah.
the Facebook group. But I also think our studio here in your cute little office
yeah.
is going to turn into a legit,
right,
like,
right.
not that it's not legit. It is, but it is going to be decorated
yeah.
and set up more for video, and it's by our friends at The Nest.
Yeah, that's right.
The
that's
Nest,
right.
our favorite thrift store in Worcester.
We also are in the talks about
mm-hmm.
a fall event.
Yes, we
so
are.
Be looking for that. And
we
our
are.
Patreon friends are going to have first dibs
yes,
on tickets
on
to
tickets.
The event. So
mm-hmm.
if you were like, sold out all in with us. You're going to want to join Patreon so you get the first chance at those tickets.
Yeah, the first emails for those tickets. Yep.
So there's a lot happening.
There's a lot happening. Matt, let's talk about food.
Okay, can I talk about something?
Yes.
It's fall.
Yeah.
It is fall.
I know.
And you know what? You know what's a flavor that we have stirring around in fall? Cumin.
Yeah.
Cumin.
Yeah.
When we make in chili, we make in white. We made white chicken chili this weekend. Yeah. We have other chili.
You're right.
I love cumin. Do you love cumin?
I love it. It's like a deep warm.
It is. Mm. And here's something I love about Walnut Creek Cheese and Market is they have incredible spices in these little boxes that I just love that nestle up in your cupboard so perfectly. And you know, I also, you know what I also pick up there is bulk parsley because I love a lot of parsley.
Yes.
Because it's just a little garnish.
The fresh parsley?
I mean the dry.
Oh, you mean
the
dry?
I put it in like soups.
But they also have bundles of fresh parsley for like 99 cents.
True.
Like they're priced so well.
But I also get the Italian herb mix.
Yeah,
and we'll put that on like pizza or in spaghetti sauces. So their herbs, their dried herbs are so nice.
Their prices are so good.
Listen, everybody watching their pocketbooks.
I went to Walnut Creek Cheese and Market the other day to get stuff for charcuterie. And I was in the cheese section and my all-time favorite cheese is the Bunker Hill Bermuda onion cheese.
That's a good one.
Had somebody take a picture of it that actually Adri Brick made the cake for the shower. It was such a beautiful cake and it was so delicious. I gave you two hunks to take home.
You sure did.
I did. Well, you helped me, Maddie. And I made her a plate to take home and a charcuterie plate. And she sent me a picture of the cheese and said, "You have got to tell me what cheese this is. It's
so good.
Bermuda onion." And I went in there and don't you know, it was cleared out. There wasn't one
little
block of Bermuda onion cheese. And I was like, I've been talking about it too much, but I love their Bermuda onion cheese. I love the baby Swiss cheese from there. I love the mild Swiss cheese from there. I love the Munster from there.
You really can't go wrong. I don't call it Munster.
Munster.
I call it Munster.
Munster.
Is it German?
Munster.
It's like Munster.
You say monster, I say monster, whatever.
Hey, well, thank you. We love Walnut Creek Cheese and Market.
We do.
And their relationship with us and the way they've supported us and cared for us for so long.
Yes, there's a locator page on their walnutcreekfoods.com website. You can just go to their locator page and see if your grocery store in your community carries their products.
So good. Well, thank you for joining us in this conversation all about the ripple effect of kindness.
Connections. Yes. I love it.
Whether ordinary or extraordinary, we hope you see that these are good days.
This episode brought to you by Walnut Creek Foods.